This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And you're listening to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Democratic Representative Joan Bauer. Good evening, Joan. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl.
How are you? Great. I'm glad to know. It was nice to see you this morning out and about.
Right.
You were in day two today of hearing a testimony before the Community Health Appropriations Committee. Tell me what that committee is about and what the testimony is that you've been hearing.
Cheryl, this is the first time I've been on this particular subcommittee for in the appropriations process. But so I'm learning a great deal. And the community health budget and the subcommittee, it's probably one of the more complicated, probably only Department of Human Services is more complicated. But our community fund, our community health budget in the state of Michigan covers a number of things. It covers mental health and substance abuse, our state psychiatric hospitals, Medicare, disease prevention, services to senior citizens. I mean, a number of community health issues. So what the governor's budget has recommended, actually, there's some good news for the community health budget, and then there are some programs that have been proposed to be have some reductions. So what we've been doing yesterday, almost a full-day meeting, today for a couple of hours, we're reviewing the budget, and then we're hearing testimony from many different groups that will be impacted by the budget.
Now, you said there's some good things happening. Maybe we
yes.
want to hear some good news first.
Yes, I'll start with the good news.
I'll take that.
Well, the good news in the community health budget is that it does not include another cut to what are called Medicaid providers. And those are really our physicians, hospitals, nursing homes who provide services to Medicaid patients. In the last couple of years, those reimbursements have been cut 8%. And when that happens to a doctor or a hospital or a nursing home, you can imagine it makes it even harder for people on Medicaid to find services. And then secondly, it really impacts a hospital's bottom line trying to make ends meet. So we were worried that there'd be another cut. There was not. So in terms of the stability of the system, that's good news in the budget. The other thing that is good so far is the governor did not recommend cutting what are called some optional services for people on Medicaid. And the two that were cut a couple of years ago are dental and podiatry. So especially the dental is very important for people on Medicaid because it's so connected to other kinds of health. And actually, in the long run, what we found is when we cut that off, people didn't get their dental issues solved at all, ended up in emergency departments with terrible infections, and it ended up actually costing more than if we provided dental. So the good news is this budget keeps the optional dental for Medicaid services in. And when I say optional, that's one of the few areas that the state can cut for general fund because so much of the Medicaid money is matching money from the federal government. So that's really those are good things mm-hmm. for the people who need Medicaid and also really for it being more cost effective for the state of Michigan.
But apparently there are some reductions that are going to be yes. necessary, and that's what you've been hearing some testimony
yes.
about.
Yes, yes. And I'll just give you,
sure.
you know, a few examples. And it's really it's just very sad to listen to the people it's going to impact. One of the areas that is going to be impacted, again, because there's not a lot of room for places that can be cut because so much of it's federal funds. But one area is something, it's called non-Medicaid mental health services. And also some non-Medicaid services for people with disabilities. So those are for people not on Medicaid, And right now, if you aren't on Medicaid and you go to your community mental health program mm-hmm. because you need help, you have mental illness, mental problems, there is some money there so that people can be treated. That pot of money is getting cut again by 3%. And what that really means, because we heard the testimony, is that people who need to be treated, who are out there with a lot of problems and mental health issues and mental illness, they're on waiting lists. And in some cases, their number doesn't come up, so to speak. There's no funding if they're not on Medicaid. And now that may make it even worse. So that's, you know, that's a problem. And we all know it's a terrible problem for the person with mental illness and the families. But for the state of Michigan, if you don't take care of such things, sometimes the cost is greater later on. People end up, you know, in the prison system. They end up in other places that end up costing us more. So that's one area. Another area that has been reduced is substance abuse services. So some of the general fund services for substance abuse are being cut. And again, that means that fewer people will be able to be treated as, you know, as part of our state system. One that concerns me a great deal is something called the Healthy Michigan Fund. And back 4 years ago, it was funded at $25 million. Now we're down to about $9 million. And those are all the funds for the things that we really need to be doing in community health, the prevention things,
yeah.
whether it be dealing with, you know, diabetes, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all kinds of programs like that. This year, there's a $1 million cut, and it comes from three different line items, about a third of $1 million cut from cancer prevention, smoking prevention, and pregnancy prevention. So, you know, those are services, again, that I happen to think are pretty important, but because there aren't some federal matches with those were areas that they felt, these are all bad choices. And,
yeah.
And, I mean, the governor does not want to make any of these choices in his recommendations either.
So.
And then, you know, the other area, and these are all the people we heard from, you know, the last couple of days, the aging programs took a huge hit last year, and they're taking another hit this year, about a 9% decrease again in Meals on Wheels, you know, food mm-hmm. food programs for seniors, and then also like the senior volunteer programs, you know, foster grandparents. And that's, again, you know, we heard from people that will impact.
Certainly.
So those are, like I say, those are some of the things that that are being cut in the budget.
Well, these are, as we've talked about before, vulnerable populations. We'll keep track with you and keep focused on this and see where it goes from here. Joan, as always, I appreciate your time.
You are very welcome, Cheryl. Thanks.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Representative Joan Bauer. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.